of explosion. "But you could go back, I'm sure," said Twoflower. "I mean, your new university will need all sorts of things, and, well, I seem to recall that people in Ankh-Morpork were very keen on gold." Rincewind gritted his teeth. The image wouldn't go away. Of Arch-Chancellor Rincewind buying the Tower of Art and getting them to number all the stones and send it back to Hung Hung. Of Arch-Chancellor Rincewind hiring the faculty as college porters. Of Arch-Chancellor Rincewind... "No!"
"Pardon?"
"Don't encourage me to think like that. The moment I think that it's going to be worthwhile, something dreadful will happen." There was a movement behind him, and a knife suddenly pressed against his throat.
"The great blob of swallow's vomit,"
said a voice by his ear. "There," said Rincewind. "You see? Run away. Don't stand there, you bloody idiot. Run." Twoflower stared for a moment and then turned and scampered away.
"Let him go," said the voice. "It doesn't matter."
Hands pulled him into the alley. He had a vague impression of armour and mud. His captors were skilled in the way of dragging a prisoner so that he had no chance to get a foothold anywhere. Then he was flung onto the cobbles.
"It does not look so great to me,"
said an imperious voice.
"Look up, great wizard."
There was some nervous laughter from the soldiers.
"You fools!"
raged Lord Hong.
"He's just a man. Look at him. Does he look so powerful? He is just a man who has found some old trickery. And we will find out how great he is without his arms and legs."
"Oh," said Rincewind. Lord Hong leaned down. There was mud on his face and a wild glint in his eyes.
"We shall see what your barbarian emperor can do then, won't we?"
He indicated the sullen group of mud-encrusted soldiers.
"You know, they half believe you really are a great wizard. That's superstition, I'm afraid. Very useful most of the time, damn inconvenient on occasion. But when we march you into the square and show them how great you really are, I think your barbarian will not have so very long left. What are these?"
He snatched the gloves off Rincewind's hands.
"Toys," he said. "Made things. The Red Army are just machines like mills and pumps. There's no magic there."
He tossed them aside and nodded at one of the guards.
"And now," said Lord Hong, "let us go to the Imperial Square."
"How'd you like to be governor of Bang Bang Duke and all the islands around there?" said Cohen, as the horde poured over a map of the Empire. "You like the seaside, Hamish?"
"What?"
The doors of the throne room were flung open. Twoflower scuttled in, trailed by One Big River.
"Lord Hong's got Rincewind. He's going to kill him."
Cohen looked up.
"He can wizard himself out of it, can't he?"
"No, he hasn't got the Red Army anymore. He's going to kill him. You've got to do something."
"Oh, well, you know how it is with wizards," said Truckle. "There's too many of them as it is."
"No."
Cohen picked up his sword and sighed.
"Come on," he said.
"But Cohen..."
"I said come on. We ain't like Hong. Rincewind's a weasel, but he's our weasel. So you're coming or what?"
Lord Hong and his group of soldiers had almost reached the bottom of the wide steps to the palace when the horde emerged. The crowd surrounded them, held back by the soldiers. Lord Hong held Rincewind tightly, a knife at his throat.
"Ah, Emperor,"
he said, in Ankh-Morporkian.
"We meet again. Check, I think."
"What's he mean?"
Cohen whispered.
"He thinks he has you cornered," said Mr. Savaloy.
"How's he know I won't just let the wizard die?"
"Psychology of the individual, I'm afraid."
"It doesn't make any sense," Cohen shouted. "If you kill him, you'll be dead yourself in seconds. I shall see to it, personally."
"Indeed, no," said Lord Hong. "When your great wizard is dead, when people see how easily he dies, how long will you be emperor? You won by trickery."
"What are your terms?" said Mr. Savaloy.
"There are none. You can give me nothing I cannot take myself."
Lord Hong grabbed Rincewind's hat from one of the guards and rammed it onto Rincewind's head.
"This is yours,"
he hissed.
"Wizard. Ha! You can't even spell. Well, wizard,